Welcome to the Kinship Care Liverpool podcast. My name's David. As always, taking you through another week. The best, the worst, and in-betweens of being a kinship carer, kinship kid, and again, everything in between. As always, if you want to get in touch with us, the easiest way is through our social media, through the Facebook, through the X, two versions of the X, one for the podcast, one for us in general, through our Facebook, through the Instagram, through our website. There's lots of ways of getting in touch with us. Now, I do need to start with a sad note, which is that we have just recently lost one of our beloved kinship carers, Sally Montgomery. She passed away. Our thoughts and prayers go out to all of her family, the kinship kids that she was looking after. If you are part of Kinship Care Liverpool, she was just a force to be reckoned with. If you had any comments, when obviously we were going through lockdown, she had so many hints and tips about doing gardening, and she was always helpful with things like that. She's been a real good supporter of the podcast and basically anything the kinship has done. If there was a prototypical let's draw a kinship carer, it would be Sally, because she was such a wonderful person. I say our thoughts go out to everyone. I'm not sure if there's any more information regarding that. Don't want to say anything in regard to that, but say it's a really sad time, and hopefully anyone who was touched by it, I'm sure we all were. We are always here, so if you do want to talk about it, if you want to have thoughts, I've just put a thing up on the Instagram to say, you know, thank you to her. I know she did a lot of things for Alpha Others, the other charity group, so I'm sure there's going to be a lot of outpour for her, because she was just such a wonderful person. Now, this episode is going to be kind of related to the previous ones. The last two were about the special guardianship order report that was done to show what was happening in Liverpool. And I had a couple of comments, and so I thought I'd make some things known and obviously just clear things up in regards to your kinship care and those type of things. One of the things that was brought up was in regards to funding, because obviously funding is probably one of the hardest things with kinship care, because if you live in Liverpool, you might get this. If you live in, literally, if you just live in the Wirral, obviously part of Liverpool, Knowsley, Sefton, there are so many different areas of one city. And what you get will be different. There's nothing worse, in my opinion, there's nothing worse than being in a coffee morning and you start talking about, okay, how much do you get for your SGO money? And then you find out that you're getting 10, 15, 20, hundreds of pounds less, or in some cases, not getting anything at all. There are so many areas in the UK, and there's so many reasons for it, that you will not get funding, and it is really, really difficult with that. The one thing I'd always say in regards to this is obviously the one main thing that needs to be brought up is that it is means tested, which means that if you are in a traditional family, two people, two couple, it doesn't matter what it is, but two couple family, if your income, I believe it's over 22,000, then the amount of money you will get means tested wise will be decimated. It really will. I've heard, just on our personal point of view, as a special guardianship order, we get something like £300 every 2 weeks. Now, it's not a lot. I've heard people getting more, some people getting less, some people, getting nothing at all. But if your partner, so I'm the one who's making it work, if they do an amount of money, it will be taken from that, and they're saying that's unfortunate. And the other thing is in regards to savings. So one of the things that is brought up is if you own your own home, if you have savings, I think it's up to 25,000 in savings, that can get put against you in regards to whether, because what they will think of it as a government, and this happens with a lot of benefits and fundings and things, it shouldn't, but it does, is that they will say, well, you have got a means to fund this, so basically get on with it. One of the things I would say, especially in regards to funding that is for the children, if the parents have passed away and they've left them a lump sum, is to open a bank account and put it in their name. Because what it is that when you actually, if they give 20,000 to you and it's sat in your bank account, when they do their due diligence and everything, and they'll go through every fine tooth comb with it, if they find this 20,000, they will say, well, actually, that's assets, that's this, that's that, and then it's gone. If it's in the child's name, it doesn't have to be declared, because it's not, it's technically something that they may not even see until they're 18. You know, if you put it in child trust funds, if you do something like that. So that's one thing. Now, a lot of banks, they're a bit fickle in regards to opening accounts and things. I know Barclays, you can literally open it on day zero. It's a children's saver account. You do need things like the birth certificate, but as long as you take that, you take the documents regarding yourself and obviously your ID, it's very simple. It can only be done in branch, though. That's the only thing with that. It can't just be opened online like a lot of branches and things. However, in regards to that, just on a personal note, if you are out there thinking about getting banks and things for your children, one of the ones that you may want to consider is the bank Starling. And the reason being is, as long as you can register, which you can do, you can then get what they call, I think it's called like a child account. It's called something else. I forget what it's called, but it's called a child account. And basically, you can open this for as many children as you want. There used to be a charge for it. I think they've obviously been caught up by FCC, probably FSC. I mean, so they don't get charged. You don't get charged for it now. So if you do want to teach your children about responsibilities, I know there's things that go Henry card, but you have to pay for things like that. So this is quite a good thing to do. So definitely would recommend that. But it is, as I say, because it's means tested, you know, we could literally, I could get 100 people from 100 different cities and we'd all have different amounts that we get. So one thing I would always say is it's always based on where you live as well. So it can, you know, I've said this many times, that one of the things that always worries me is about them kind of localizing things like child benefit, like localizing it like they did the child benefit, where child benefit is £20, £30, whatever it is across the board, whether you live in Glasgow, whether you live in London, whether you live in Liverpool, it's that amount of money. Whereas, as I say, the special guardianship or the money, the kinship money, those type of things, it's based on where you live and everything like that. And so what your authorities can do, if it became a point of it being streamlined, a lot of people will be more sort of, a lot of people will be more well off, more the ones that don't get anything at all. But the ones who will be really hit hard are the ones who, because of where they live, you know, in London, areas where rents are high and, you know, cost of living's high, which could be anywhere really. So that's one thing I would say in regards to that. The other thing that's been brought up is in regards to when kinship ends. Now, obviously, if you go to any kinship groups, most of us will always say kinship never ends. You could, you know, they turn 18, they turn 21, they turn 25, whatever it would be, they're still always going to be your kinship kid, no matter what. In the same way as you do with your own, like your own children, yeah, they're always going to be my baby kind of thing. But the way it works in regards to kinship, it's basically in regards to them being in school. So it's about them being in education. So again, it's not school, you know, college, university, those type of things. If as soon as they turn 18, any money that you get, kinship-wise, SGO, wherever it would be, as soon as they turn 18, they will send you, they should anyway, they should send you a document that will basically say, you know, we're basically, the order's getting rescinded because it's no longer valid. And there'll be a little block part that will say, are they continuing into education? If you say yes, then obviously your funding will continue, your support, your help, everything like that. I believe it goes on to the age of 23, although it can increase and extend. The one good thing about having things like the EHCP is that will follow as well. So it's quite a handy thing to have, again, if you have any issues with those things. But it's based on whether they turn 18 and whether they're still in education. So that's the main things. Now, what that does basically mean is that as soon as they turn 18, if they decide, you know what, I'm not happy with school, I don't like college, anything like that, I want to go into the workplace, I want to go get a job, wherever it would be, then it will have an effect. Obviously, all that money will disappear. Anything that you claim for that has that child involved will disappear. So it's really important to sort of start thinking ahead in regards to that. As I say, there will always be your kinship kid. There'll always be, you know, someone you look after. But in regards to what you get in regards to that, especially if they have additional needs, and that's obviously something else that you may want to consider. But if they have additional needs and they're going to be permanently living with you, then you have to consider that as soon as they turn 18, it's essentially another adult in your house that you need to consider with council tax and rent and housing benefits and all these other benefits that would just, you know, disappear. You know, I've mentioned this a long, long time. You know, one of the things that really does shock and horrify me is the fact that despite the fact that we get, or my wife who's the main kinship care, she gets basically pay slips from Liverpool City Council every month, every 2 weeks, every month, saying this is how much you're getting, and it's all official and all, yeah, but there's nothing in there about pension. There's nothing in about national insurance. We don't even know, and it's something I brought up recently with someone and they just couldn't answer the question, whether things like national insurance and things like that are actually getting paid into. You know, we don't know whether, you know, my wife is going to basically get to that point where there's going to be a shortfall in national insurance, because, you know, or it's going to be such a small amount in regard to her pension. You know, no state pension's been paid into. We don't know. There's no answer in regards to that. Hopefully we can get an answer. That's something I really would like to know about. But in regard to a private pension, anything like that, there isn't. And when you consider you're working for the council as well, the authorities, you'd think that there would be something there, or at least an explanation of a scheme that you can pay into, even if it's only 10, 15, 20 pounds, whatever it would be. It is something that needs to be thought of, is what happens at the end, because once that money disappears, you know, you're 10, 18 years down the line and you've lost 18 years worth of work, you have to make up for that, and potentially you have to go back to work, you know, depending on what's going on. But definitely, it's definitely something that needs to be looked at. And the last thing is in regards to what the age is in regards to kinship carers and those type of things. Now, the general idea, the general rule of thumb is that you have to be 18. For you to get the support that you need to get SGOs, those type of things, you need to be 18. So if you are listening to this and you've got a brother and you want to be able to look after them, and you think, you know, I can do it, I don't want them to go to the system, want them to stay with me, but I'm only 17, it can't be done. You can ask them to delay it, get them into the fostering system, and then you can apply in a year's time when you do become 18. Then there's something you may want to consider with that. But while you are 17, technically you're not an adult, so you can't take on those responsibilities. In regard to kinship itself, from what I can see, although it's technically it's not legal, I mean, it's one of the strange things where once you turn 16, obviously you get your national insurance number, you can pay into pension if you want, you pay into things. You don't pay tax, I don't think, until you're 18 fully. You do pay tax, but it's only based on how much you earn. So obviously if you're 16 and you're earning 25 grand and it's over the tax-free threshold, then yeah, you will be paying tax. But if you just pay working a part-time job, or you're just working while you're going to university or something like that, usually if you're a student, you're actually exempt anyway. But obviously that's just depending on what's going on with that. So you have to be 18 to be a special guardian at least. But in regard to kinship, just looking after it, generally it's frowned upon. But you know, we do see people who do live on their own and they are 16, 17, and it's the way that it is, depending on situations and lifestyle and everything else. But to get any of the official benefits of it, special guardianship order, any of the funding, you have to be 18. So that's one of the things that was asked in regards to that. So I do hope this has cleared up a few things in regards to kinship and the special guardianship order, because it really is it's a minefield. It really is. You know, if you're listening to this and you're not living in Liverpool, you might have actually listened to the last two episodes and thought, why haven't we got this? What I would say is, you go to your local authority and ask, do they have this? Have they got anything like this? And if not, why don't they have it? You know, try and see if there's any reasons why. You know, ask your social worker, ask anyone who's involved with you. You know, do you have anything official that says this is what you're meant to be getting? Because at the end of the day, it's all to benefit you. You know, the more you're able to support yourself, the more you're not having to struggle. you know, the last thing these authorities want is for you to end up giving the child back. We always say this, that you are the stopgap, really. They don't want the child in the system because it costs so much to do that. So you are the best and cheapest choice, unfortunately. But even if that's the case, you should be compensated in some way. And hopefully, with all, you know, we keep on saying about, you know, these things that are happening and the bill that just seems to be getting delayed and delayed and everything else. But once this is all in place, we will see if we can actually get to where it is. But if you have any other questions, any thoughts, comments, if you want to know more, if you want to know about something else, please contact me. My email is always on the podcast. So if you, wherever you're listening to this, you click on the information now, there's my email. You can send an email directly to me. And obviously you can directly DM me in the Instagram or the Twitter. Twitter, the X. I hate calling it the X. I don't even know what an X is. Is it a tweet? Is it still a tweet? I don't even know. But you can get through all these other ways. So thank you much for listening. My name's David and you listen to the Kinship Care Liverpool podcast.